News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The Criminal Justice Burglary of Dwellings Act was enacted in 2015 by the then Minister for Justice, Francis Fitzgerald, to tackle a nationwide crime wave problem by preventing repeat offenders, serial offenders, from getting bail. Now, basically, as part of that act, a burglar with a previous conviction facing two or more charges should be denied bail because of the presumption that they would commit further offences while on bail. Now, it was lauded at the time as a very welcome initiative, but according to the Department of Justice last week, it has only been used in, and I quote, a very limited number of cases. Jim O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil TD and party spokesperson for Justice. Before I ask you your reaction to that, would you appraise us of the main points in this Act, why it was brought in, what it catered for, you wearing your legalistic hat? Okay.
Yeah, it came into force, Paul, in January 2016. It was designed to deal with the problem of recidivism in burglaries. We have a problem in this country with burglary and repeat offences. In 2017, there were 19,000 burglaries. We know from statistical evidence that there's a high rate of repeat offenders. Approximately two-thirds of those convicted of burglary, theft and other similar offences re-offend within 3 years. So the purpose of the legislation was to try to change it in two ways. First of all, if you're applying for bail and you had a previous conviction and you were facing charges for similar offences, two or more charges for similar offences, a judge may take those into account in determining to refuse your bail. That's the first thing it sought to do. And the second thing it sought to do is to apply consecutive sentences to people who are convicted of burglary. So if you're convicted of burglary on a 1 week and then 2 weeks later you're prosecuted for another offence, you could still have your sentences imposed consecutively as opposed to concurrently.
Mm. Now, okay, what is your reaction to the fact that this, like, I remember when this legislation was after 2015, there was a massive nationwide outcry about the level of crime around Ireland, rural Ireland, particularly, and there were thousands of people attended meetings, and this was Fine Gael's response. Why do you think it's not been used in the courts?
Yeah, well, it's disappointing, but it's not surprising.
You welcomed it at the time, didn't you?
Yeah, welcomed it at the time, but we recognise, and last year we introduced legislation in the Dáil recognising that the law wasn't strong enough. And in fact, in June of this year, we got a second stage debate passed in the Dáil seeking to amend the Bail Acts to make it simpler. The reason I think it's not working and it's not operating is it's too complicated to follow. And you may think that's difficult, but you've got to find out that the individual has been charged with an offence, then they have to have been previously convicted of an offence in the previous 5 years, and then a third step, they have to be facing two other charges pending.
How would you simplify it then? Would you wear your legal hat?
I'd simplify it by simply stating that if you're applying for bail and you have a previous conviction for burglary within the previous 5 years, that should create a presumption that you shouldn't be granted bail. We need to recognise that back in 1996, there was a referendum. The people voted by 75%. To ensure that a court could take into account the likelihood of somebody committing a future offence as being a ground for refusing bail.
Yeah, but that constitutional amendment hasn't been. I lived through a lot of those, Jim, through the years, and there's been several referenda, there's been law changes, legal changes. But the issue of bail has remained a major problem in our criminal justice, the administration of our criminal justice system, despite all those changes that have been made. Is it that the judges are using that discretion to basically say, well, listen, we're going to ignore this?
Yeah, I think perhaps we give judges too much discretion in our legislation. But like, the primary law of the country is the Constitution. The people passed it overwhelmingly. They said they wanted that to be a factor in consideration and refusal of bail. And as legislators, it's our responsibility to ensure that that's given effect in legislation. And that's why I think that the bail laws that exist at present are too weak, they're too ambiguous. And if you look at the report that was in the newspaper at the weekend, part of the reason they say that this isn't working is that Gardaí aren't aware of it. And you will know that when it comes to a district court prosecution, it's the Gardaí who determine whether or not bail should be sought or not, or whether or not it should be refused or not. And that information needs to be brought more to the attention of the Gardaí, and also it needs to be simplified. It's simply too complicated.
Well, there is a thing, like at one stage, let's remember what the stats were telling us. This legislation was based on analysis by people in Garda headquarters, that something like over 70% of all burglaries were being committed by the same Is it 20 to 30% of convicted burglars?
It is 25% of burglars are responsible for 75% of all burglaries. So there's a small cohort of people who are repeatedly offending and burglary, and it's not having the deterrent effect that it used to have. And part of the problem, what irritates people, is that people who are out on bail for burglary offences can then commit another offence. And there's no deterrent to it. If they're going to be convicted of the subsequent offence, what's the downside since their sentences are going to run concurrently? So we need to recognise that it's the one area of the law where there is a serious rate of recidivism. Mm. If you look at sexual offences, it's not that high. It's only 25%. But when it comes to burglary, it is extremely high. It's nearly two thirds of those convicted repeat again. So we need stronger deterrence in our law.
OK, it's, I think, an issue we'll probably be coming back to. Jim O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil TD and party spokesperson for Justice. Thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks.
OK, coming up next, all the sport, including Roy's keen to stay, but has he become a liability? Stay with us.